and invite some of our men to come and prepare to serve communion. This is our time where we remember what Jesus did for us on the cross. This is a simple act that Jesus gave us the night before, the night he was betrayed, before he went to the cross. He said, at a Passover celebration with his disciples, he took bread and he broke it. He said, "This is my body, which is for you." They had this Passover lamb thing going on where the blood of the lamb would cover the house and protect those inside. And he says, John actually acknowledged Jesus when he first saw him in public ministry. He says, "This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Jesus is our sacrificial lamb that doesn't just temporarily cover, but takes away our sin, pays the price in full. The New Testament word for that is propitiation, satisfying the wrath of God against my sin. Jesus absorbed what I deserve, so all that's left for me is God's favor, God's goodness, God's kindness. His wrath has been poured out on Jesus. My sin was placed on Jesus on the cross. He paid the price. And he invites me into relationship with God. That's a gift that none of us deserve. What I deserve is what Jesus experienced on the cross. That's what I've earned. I don't want what I deserve. You shouldn't either. What I want is God's grace, a gift I don't deserve, his favor, his goodness, his kindness. I'm a rebel against him. Here's the beautiful thing. Today, if you simply say, I recognize I'm a sinner, I've not given you the glory you deserve, I've lived for myself and not for you, would you forgive me of my sins and wash me clean? I look at the cross and I recognize I want Jesus to stand in my place to take what I deserve on the cross so that I can enjoy what he deserves. Simply cry out in your heart to him, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Give me something I don't deserve. Pour out your wrath on Jesus in my place so that I can enjoy your favor, your kindness, your salvation. Bread that reminds us of Jesus' body broken for us. Juice reminds us of his blood spilled on the cross to wash a sinner clean, to make us new. That's the good news. That's the gospel that we treasure. If you've not received that gift from the Lord right now, right where you're at, simply cry out to him in faith and say, I can't fix me. I'm a broken sinner. I'm a rebel against you. Would you transform my heart by your spirit? Would you wash me clean by the blood of Jesus? Would you adopt me into your family so that I can belong to you? And his answer to that is yes. So we will give thanks. We're going to serve you bread and juice. If you're a believer in Jesus, whether you have been for a long time or that's new for you right now, take a piece of bread and a cup of juice. Reflect on what Jesus did for you. Once we've all been served, we'll give him thanks and take that together as a body of believers. Jesus, what an amazing thing that the God who spoke the universe into existence, who breathed the breath of life into humanity, created us in your image to reflect you to all creation, and we spat in your face. We chose to go our own way. We rebelled against you. You didn't give us what we deserve. The wages of sin is death, and you came down, Jesus, to take the punishment that I deserve as my substitute so that I could enjoy communion, fellowship, relationship with you. So that my sins could be taken out of the way, nailed to the cross, gone as far as the east is from the west, taken out of the way so that I can enjoy your presence, your grace, your mercy. Thank you. Jesus, for what you did. We look back and we remember what it cost. We worship you, we say thank you, and we receive as beggars who have nothing to offer. We receive a good gift from your hand, and all we can say is thank you. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash this sinner clean, to make me new inside. Drink.